Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our program today features an excerpt from the recent University of South Carolina Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt comes from Doug Woodward, Director of the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business at USC in Columbia.
So my outlook for 2020 on investment, we're at the end of an era in terms of investment spending. German automobile companies, how important are they to this state? We know, important, not just BMW, of course we got Daimler. Daimler just announced recently that they're cutting back, they're scaling back. I didn't hear that in South Carolina, but globally. They see stagnant demand right now in China, the U.S., and Europe. The auto market grew a lot. Auto sales grew a lot. Now they're kind of leveling off, so they don't need more capacity. Another one is Continental, another big investor in this state. Put a major investment, as we know, near Sumter. They just announced tens of thousands of job cuts and no more investment. This is globally, not here, but they're closing plants, including one in the United States, in Newport News. The other thing about the auto sector being so important in this state is a lot of these companies are uncertain about the future, but they know one thing's going to happen. There is going to be a major shift from internal combustion engines. We're going to go to electric cars. They all know this. Every time I talk to them, this is what they talk about. This is a long-term strategy they have to make this transition. In a great expansion, we did see a lot of manufacturing investment. We built up our capacity. As we all know, the investment in fracking and oil and gas and energy, that was really substantial going up to 2015, 2016, but that slowed down. That's bringing investment down, too. There's not as much investment because they, in a sense, overinvested. So that was a big part of the story of investment in the great expansion of the last decade. There was also a lot of tech investment, a lot of the investment that is taking place. We don't see as much of it here. We see it in North Carolina. You certainly see it on the West Coast. A lot of new companies starting up, investing. Most of that had to do with 4G technology, opened up, you know, more opportunity for streaming for companies like Uber and others to use this because people are always on their smartphone and they got constant information coming through a 4G network. It opened up lots of opportunities in the last decade for new investors, these disruptors, as we call them. How about into the roaring 20s? I think manufacturing eventually will come back because there's got to be a transition in manufacturing to what they call the fourth industrial revolution. This is investment that's going to be oriented towards AI and automation and robotics. It's going to happen. The technology is out there, but they're holding back a lot of companies on investing, and it's actually not just in manufacturing, but in a broad array of services. Also, new energy. New energy is going to come along. I mean, we've seen fracking, but we'll see more investment in new energy. Small-scale nuclear, you know, is a possibility. So I would say there's possibilities for investment opportunities in the future. With 5G coming in, huge investment opportunities. You know, this is China's whole strategy. Their 2025 strategy is all 5G. And I don't know if you follow this, but they're winning. They're winning the race. Everyone's thinking, we're fighting Huawei, you know, and everything. But Huawei is doing great around the world. We might be trying to stop them, but that's only because I think we're paranoid about how good they're getting. You should see how many patents they're putting out, how they're dominating. We dominated 4G. They're going to dominate 5G. They're buying their chips now, not from America anymore. This is where all the chips came before, and that required investment. They're buying them in China. They're buying them from other sources because we're in this war with them. But they're doing extremely well with 5G, and 5G is going to drive a lot of investment because it opens up all kinds of, if you want to see autonomous vehicles, you've got to have 5G, and they're going to have it. They're going to have it before us. They're going to have this infrastructure in place, and that's going to provide opportunities for all kinds of investment and disruptors to come in with 5G. This is probably the most important things these presidential candidates should be talking about, in my opinion, from an economic point of view. What's happening with 5G? We're just naive. I go to the rest of the world, and China is obsessed with it. Every citizen knows about it, and they're going to get it next year before us, and then they're going to bring it to the rest of the world. Except for us, because we don't want it. We're going to do it ourselves. We're going to lose investment opportunities, not just because we won't have fast download speeds, but we won't have the new opportunities to take advantage of those download speeds, for example, autonomous vehicles. This is something we should be debating and understanding more. Where the disruption is going to come from 5G, and it's going to be big, I guarantee it, in this coming decade.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the recent University of South Carolina Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt came from Doug Woodward, Director of the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business at USC in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.